In one of the antiphons for the little hours of today's divine office, for the Feast of the Sacred Heart, we read, "With an everlasting love hath God loved us, and from the day that he was lifted up over the earth, he hath drawn us with loving kindness unto his heart." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We so often forget the simple truths of our faith. I think that's true, anyway. We get busy doing this thing or that, and we get so involved in all of the bigger issues, we forget the small doctrines, teachings of our holy faith. For instance, we think of the love that God had for all of the saints and that they had for them, but then we get discouraged sometimes, I think, when we look at ourselves. I'm no saint. And we see, no matter how much I strive, I'm always falling short. And all of us here today, we're all in, to one degree or another, striving for holiness. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You'd be at home in front of the television set. But all of us are striving to one degree or another. And all of us, though, have to admit that we are sinners. We have our infidelities to the grace of God and our shortcomings and our failings and, yes, our sins even. But this should never be a source of discouragement for us. After all, the Gospels, one page after another, are filled with proofs and examples of the Sacred Heart's love, not only for the faithful souls who never abandoned him, but for sinners. And that is something that we often forget, God's love for even the sinner. It must have been trying, if you stop and think of our Lord's public life, it must have been trying for our Lord to have lived with his creatures. He was sweetness itself. He was patience. He was kindness. He was filled with every virtue that could be imagined to an infinite degree. But it was because of his patience and his charity that he bore so patiently with the sins of his own people, the Jews who rejected him, for example. And our Lord loved his apostles, as another example. Despite their sometimes foolish ideas and their ignorance, they never could quite understand the kingdom of God, what it was all about. But he calmed them when they were afraid, and he taught them patiently, reteaching each lesson. And he forgave them generously when they fell. How often did Peter fall? Think of just Peter alone. When he was called onto the waters in the Sea of Galilee and the waves came at him and he began to become afraid. "Save me, Lord, I perish," he said. He lost confidence and sinned by losing confidence in the power of Almighty God's Sacred Heart to take care of him. And yet, our Lord lifts him up and just gives him a gentle chiding. "Why did you doubt, O ye of little faith?" And then later on in the Passion, when St. Peter denies our Lord, not once, but three times, he denies his God, his Creator. And our Lord, he could have ignored him, but he simply looks over, a look of compassion that converted the heart of St. Peter. And then St. Thomas, he needed all the proofs in the world before he'd believe in the resurrection. And yet when our Lord came, he came in his mercy, in his love, directly to St. Thomas. As he passed through the walls, he went right to Thomas. He said, "Put your finger here and your hand here, and now be not faithless, but believing." You see the love of the Sacred Heart towards his apostles. Then, of course, all the famous examples, St. Mary Magdalene, that sinful woman, she was at one point, but when she burst into that room and poured out her perfume on our Lord's sacred feet, the rest of the men, they were ready to cast her aside, tell her to get out of the room and leave. There was no room for mercy. According to them, she was a sinner, and they were better than she. And they thought, too, that she was wasting all of that precious perfume. But our Lord, not viewing things as man but as God, welcomed her and forgave her sin. Why? Because she hath loved much. He's always welcome to ready to welcome the sinner. And Dismas on the cross, all he did was look over to our Lord crucified and blood pouring from every pore of his body. He said, Lord, remember me. Remember me when you go into your kingdom. I am covered with sins, robbery and murder and everything else, but remember me. Those were the only words that Dismas said, and it moved, as it were, the Sacred Heart to forgive him. And he says, this day you will be with me in paradise. What is it, though, that makes the Sacred Heart love us sinners so much? Well, first of all, our Lord sees in the sinner a soul created by his own Father, created for God's eternal glory, made not for earthly happiness, but for eternal heavenly happiness. And it is our Lord's love for his Father which causes his Sacred Heart to love the sinner and to long for his conversion. You see, our Lord's Sacred Heart is concerned with our souls, with your soul in particular. He desires you to be eternally happy. And he is concerned for each particular soul, even to the point that his love has called him down to our altar just so that he can keep vigil over our souls in this weary world of ours. But my dear faithful, the lesson for this feast, as we strive for holiness and for heaven, and yet see our many faults that we repeatedly commit day in and day out, let us keep hope in the love and the mercy of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. For the Gospels again prove his love for the sinners, and our Savior has not changed. From the time of the Gospels to now, to the end of the world, he will be the same merciful Savior. And the motives that the Sacred Heart has for loving the sinner, they haven't changed either. We are still souls created by his Father, and we are still souls, no matter how sinful we might be, who are destined to go to heaven. Those things never change, neither will the love and the mercy of the Sacred Heart towards us. As long as we're willing to ask his forgiveness, he will always forgive. But until then, remember a little prayer. My sweetest Jesus, be not my judge, but my Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.